WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
A story which contains more than first meets the ear.
Time does not pay.
Episode 66, we're here with Stomp Status from Centerville, Virginia.
Yep, that's it, Brian. So anybody who listens to the show knows that Derek is usually sitting in the spot that Brian Riley is sitting in today. So before we get started, Brian, I'd like to say thank you for taking over for Derek. He definitely has some small, very tiny shoes to fill. So, and you are an extremely tall and lengthy individual.
Aesthetically, so. We couldn't be more opposite. But
absolutely, yeah, absolutely. So yeah, we're here with Stomp Status tonight. Do you guys want to say what's up? Don't be afraid of those mics, because if you talk from the back of the room, people probably cannot hear you.
What's up? How's it going?
Good, good, man. Your name is?
My name is Justin.
And you play what?
I'm a guitar player.
And
vocals as well.
Okay, and anyone else? Or Justin, would you like to speak for the group?
They'd like to speak, actually. They're not
excellent.
Too shy.
My name is Jenna. I play keys and synth.
My name's TJ. I play the bass.
My name's Graham. I play the drums.
Excellent. And Stomp Status, what genre? Do you guys even have a genre? like, how would you, if somebody asked you to describe your band, like, how would you do so?
I would call us, in terms of genre, we call ourselves funk, soul, fusion. But the interesting thing about our band is that we all actually come from very different influences and genres. We can go around and talk
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, I am classically trained, played classical piano for a long time, like 10 years or so, and then got really into jazz and funk. One of my biggest inspirations would probably be like someone like Herbie Hancock. But I also dig a lot of R&B too.
Yeah, and it's Justin here, singer and guitar player.
You don't have to announce yourself every time you talk.
All right. This is badass number one here, not guitar. No, never again. I pretty much have a big blues background, big into funk as well. I'd say like James Brown, and along with the blues influences like Buddy Guy and things like that are really what spawned me. But there's also a great interest for fusion music and jazz and stuff like that. Kind of fuels our fire. So.
I guess some of my influences, I come from a strict jazz background so I came in and started playing a lot of swing and Latin, and then and kind of got into funk a little bit later, so I've kind of got to bring a little more jazz.
Dude, your hair is amazing.
Thank you,
by the way. I wish I am like the polar opposite of you. I wish I could grow hair like that. Man.
You should see it when it's
I don't know
like
if you can pull off that hairstyle.
When it actually only has a
little
long
bit, little
going.
Bit longer. Yeah,
it's too big.
Hey, you look a little jealous of his hair as well. Are you?
Is my hair? My hair good.
A little bit.
That's fine. I think we're all a little jealous.
Nice hair, very nice hair.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Getting weird.
Well, to complete the quartet, kind of the opposite of Graham a little bit, I guess. Started with more funk, kind of fusion sort of thing, and kind of, you know, once I met Graham, the drummer, sort of went more towards a jazz kind of background and stuff, and we all just kind of ended up mixing together, and this is what you get. So
Excellent, yeah. Excellent. And Stomp Status, you guys all went to JMU, right?
GMU.
George Mason.
George Mason.
It's easy to get those
huge differences.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you guys were all music students too, right?
Yeah, three of us are already graduated. Me, TJ, and Jenna are already graduated, and Graham, our drummer, is still still in school, but he should be done in a couple of years.
The hair's been holding you back, huh, buddy?
The hair's been holding me back.
All right. One of many things.
Cool. Well, you guys are going to play some live tunes, and I got a taste. You guys are really tight, so I'm stoked to have you guys on playing music with us. But right now, we're going to take a break. And Brian, tell the listeners what they want.
This is the Atkinsons with I Love Everything.
Sandwiches and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Hey guys. Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Driving can be tough if you're drunk or blind or a baby. Driving assistance monkeys are now being trained thanks to a new method of training that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Just remove driving assistance monkey from the fresh seal packaging. Don't worry, they're in a state of hibernation. They did, in their favor, just complete a rigorous training program and travel a long way to get to you. All it takes to activate your monkey is a firm shaking. Once awakened, your driving assistance monkey is ready to drive right out of the box. Drive home from the bar or hospital in style. Thanks to a loophole in federal law, driving assistance monkeys are not subject to traffic violations. Your driving assistance monkey will get you there fast. How fast? Faster than you can tell it where you're going. Driving assistance monkey preemptively decides your destination. Avoiding to yield to traffic, roads, or pedestrians, your driving assistance monkey will get you there using the most direct route. In time, It will learn your area and be able to do tasks on its own, such as go to the grocery store, return books to the library, score drugs, and pick up the kids from school. Don't worry, Driving Assistance Monkey is great with kids. Gently smacking troublesome children in the face or throwing feces at them. Each driving assistance monkey comes with monkey-sized driving cap, flavored reward tokens, and emergency sleepy time syringe, just in case of a rebellious monkey. Don't forget to ask about kitchen help, Gorilla, making culinary tasks a breeze with his knowledge of fire and steel. You'll love having my monkeys around. They'll most likely obey your every command.
Yes. Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Need to
Wow, that was awesome. Say that again, Brian.
You guys just played a show at Glow Popper yesterday night at 21st Street. Can you tell me a little about how that went? How that compares to Northern Virginia scenes?
That was a pleasant surprise. We actually we were coming down from Fairfax, and we played a couple coffee houses up there. You kind of expect a vibe that's going to be really kind of not a great turnout, especially on a weekday at that hour when we played at 6. And so we expected something a little bit less, and we're going to play soft and do all that. And then people started walking down the street and seeing us play through the window, and they really liked the vibe and really started coming in in droves. And we had about, probably a good 20 people in this small little coffee house that really dug us.
That had to have been
good,
slam-packed.
And it was enlightening to hear our music and in another place and have people really vibe on it, well. So that was definitely good for us.
More?
Absolutely. It was definitely strange to see that many people moving in a coffee house.
Yeah.
Exactly.
In any coffee house. It's usually just people throwing stuff away or leaving.
Yes. More fans have come to see you at the radio.
Can you guys tell us about the tour that you guys are doing now?
We're going to be gone, just kind of doing a mini tour right now. We're just down in Richmond for a couple days and up here in Ashland for one as well, and we just did that Glow Popper, and now we're doing this, and then taking tomorrow off and then heading to the Outer Banks to play a show at the Sandbar and Grill in Hatteras. So it's just kind of a mini one, and then we're going to take another week off and then come back and do about 3 shows in Wilmington, North Carolina, and really get those on the road just to see how we do with our first little kind of freelance tour. See how that goes.
And one in Philadelphia, I heard?
That's going to be a second round. When we go in July, we're doing one in Philly and at the Milk Boy. And then we do one in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, at a place called Suba Tapas Bar. So we're just, that's kind of our northern end there. And we're going to be doing that beginning to middle July around that time.
Now, you guys have a manager. Is she doing... did you guys link up with her when you were at GMU? GMU, right? I got the letters right that time.
Yeah, you got it that time.
Very proud of myself.
Yes, she is a friend of Jenna's, actually, and she basically saw us one show and really liked us and, could tell that we probably needed a little bit of help. Her name is Jen Adler, by the way, and she could tell that we needed some help with getting our stuff because we're really intense into the music, and I think that, it kind of takes away from our promotional aspects and our booking and stuff like that. So we needed somebody to really jump on that.
It's nice.
So she does that for us and takes care of it. And that's part of the reason why we're here today.
Good. Well, it's musicians, I don't believe, should be doing their own promotions and booking anyway. I mean, what you're doing is you're detracting away from your opportunity to be a musician by promoting and booking and managing yourselves. Plus, I'm sure, every once in a while egos can start clashing. It's good to have that manager there as, the final decision.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a lot of, it's a lot of time. And if you're trying to support yourself and doing music and playing and practicing and doing all that, and you really want to do a good job as a manager, you really need somebody else, doing all that for you, because the emails and the calls and blah, 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 just take a long time.
Yeah.
And it's good to have a manager.
For sure.
The na-na-na is the worst.
The what?
The whatever that last thing was on the list.
Oh, the na-na-na?
No.
That's the word you want to watch out for.
I stay away from that. The first sign.
For good reason.
That's why I have a manager.
So before Jen came into the picture, were you guys just writing songs and playing around the college? How did that work?
Yeah, we were just basically doing that. We all kind of got together. Me and TJ were in a band here up in Northern Virginia called Poor Man's Lobster. And
it's an interesting name.
Yeah, it is. It's a long story, but it's another band.
Monkfish.
But, hey, very good. Huh? Yeah.
Monkfish,
no, Everybody's like, is that a crawfish? I'm like, no, it's a monkfish. But anyway, that kind of fell went a separate ways, and me and TJ kept playing. And then we met up with a couple people, Jenna and Graham here, and basically played a jam session that I host every Wednesday up in Fairfax. right across the street from GMU, and we started playing, and we were like, oh, we might want to start a band together.
Huh.
And sooner or later, that turned into, yeah, we're going to start a band. And then we asked each other, well, do you guys want to move in with each other? And so we eventually got a band house,
yeah.
And now we're all living together and playing together. So, and so, yeah, we were doing a lot of the musical stuff right there. We got the band house. We did everything like that. And then we got to the point where we were playing local places, but we really wanted to focus on getting out. And I think that's where, you know, obviously, you know, getting the manager was good for us to be able to focus on the music and move on there. Because we like to write and we like to keep things moving musically. So
all four of you guys live in the same house?
Yep.
Yes.
How is that? I mean, do you guys fight a lot? Is like who's the messiest one?
Oh boy.
The guy with the afro.
Is it Jenna? Oh,
really? They have faces.
Faces. Yeah. And then I come second, bro.
You leaving your hair products around the house? Just like.
Well, we're having a lot of problems right now because his shower broke, and now he's using our shower, and so all four of us are sharing a shower, and obviously you've seen his hair, and we're going to have some issues. Some hair in the faucet, I'm sure. So. But no, we very, very rarely fight. If we do, it's probably about something musical, and we're all on different schedules, but doing the same thing, so.
Yeah.
We all, you know, have our different side projects and things that we do, so. We're not all intensely, like, on each other to do things with the band. It always comes as our primary love, and then that's what makes it easy. Real easy, actually.
Is any time, like, potentially practice time?
Yeah. We've been bad about that recently. but we actually just did come up with a day. A lot of times it'll just turn into a jam session, like, late at night or something like that, because we live on a couple acres, and we have the opportunity to play loud music and do that kind of stuff, so... Yeah. So, but we do need to come up more set times. We play so many places out in the area; those become kind of rehearsals and jam sessions like that. So, yeah.
Where are some of those places that you played, or where do you play most up in Northern Virginia?
Basically, Fat Tuesdays is kind of like our main spot up there. That's a bar right across the street from GMU, so that's kind of a place where we do that Wednesday jam session where we're all basically the featured musicians in that, and we get the jam started and. I think it's a little intimidating for some of the other musicians to come up there and play sometimes with us because we are so tight-knit about what we play, but that's where we get a lot of our work in and stuff like that.
What's like the most people you ever had jamming at one time?
Oh boy. That stage is packed.
What is
it? I would say
really?
Eight, maybe?
Eight. Like, we've been up there with, like, three guitar players, two bass players, two keyboard players, drummer,
percussionist,
horn players will come up.
It sounds like a lot of noise.
Yeah. Do you ever have anybody just
a lot of things?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Do you ever have anybody just dance?
Everybody.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, on the jam sessions, people come up dance all the time. Yeah. In Northern Virginia, it tends to take a little more alcohol for some of. The people to get their booty shaking and stuff
like
that.
White people.
Yeah, they're shy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we played that coffee shop yesterday, and people were dancing around up at the coffee shop, so we were like, wow, this is, you know, they're drinking coffee and not having to feel guilty about it.
Oh, so. Globehopper sells booze, too.
They do. Well, I was drinking plenty of that, but I mean, they, but, you know, it was good to have some people relatively sober not care about
cool.
Up there and dancing. But yeah, people do dance at the jam sessions too.
Yeah, we got to take a break really quick. And before we go, is there any way that people who might be listening to this show can find out more about you guys?
Yeah, we have a Stomp Status Facebook. If you just put Stomp Status in your search field of Facebook, you can check us out and you can like our page. And that'll give you links to our other websites which have shows and things like that. Like I said, we're going to be on tour for a little bit, but just go to our Facebook and you can get in contact with us through us there.
Excellent. Well, Brian, do you want to tell everybody the name of this song we're about to play?
Absolutely.
Buddy?
This is The Ghost Owls with Tachycardia.
Take the pills nightly, wonderful said about the hummingbird is. Palm. But it doesn't much matter. catch one. And besides what doctor would tell you, yes, son, it's true. Every living being is allowed so many heartbeats to you.
Fine world of art. I'm Alejandro, your host, and today we will be painting a still life of fruit on a table. First, pick your fruit and lay it gracefully on the table. Accent your fruit with candles and a bottle of fine wine for atmosphere. Be sure the fruit reflects the light just right. You can increase the luster by moistening them with oil. Apply generous amounts of oil to both hands and massage the fruit back and forth, showing plenty of attention to the tip. That should do it. Today I will be working with pastels. Mix the pastels until they are sticky, but still firm. Yes, sticky and firm. I prefer to use my hands so I can get very familiar with my material. Begin by sketching the basic shape of the fruit, so round and succulent. Round and succulent. Next, apply the paint in long, smooth strokes, making sure to accent the natural curves of the fruit. Oh yes, just like that. That's right, flick the brush around, yes, flick it for texture, right there, almost done, that's the spot. Oh dear, all finished, what a masterpiece. This has been Alejandro's fine world of art. Join us next time.
Viper Crover here, and you don't have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha! Yeah! Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head. Yeah. But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now! Yeah. Radio Rubber Room. Awesome!
The Tobacco Company. Located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaka Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
Shalom! I am Rabbi Forskinnerstein, owner of Bagel and Eshmir. A lot of people do not know, but I am also trusted local OBGYN. Due to economic difficulties, I was forced to merge my two businesses to create Bagel and Apapshmir. Hey, how many times have you been on your back with your legs in the stirrups and thought, oy vey, I could really use something to nosh on? Jew or shishka, don't be a schmindrick. Get your tukis down to Bagel and a Pap Schmear today and try one of our world-famous handmade boiled bread circles with our award-winning cream cheese and bagel lox. Fungal problem? No problem. Replace our handmade boiled bread circles with a yeast-free matzah bagel. Bagel and a Pap Schmear.
Losing weight can be difficult. Fat layers build up over the years, and over time lodge in your brain, causing stupidness and smelly ear fungus. If you are overweight, a new diet is available that is sure to help you lose that undesirable blubber. The East Africa Diet. The East Africa Diet uses proven science to help you lose weight fast. Scientific evidence shows that the East Africa Diet is the quickest, most effective diet on the market. Enjoy 2 or 3 delicious meals a week. Many to choose from, including dirt, several grains of rice, flies from face, and nothing. 1 in 45 East Africa diets comes with scraps from dead bird that died overhead. Your diet will be supported by rigorous exercises like dig hole to find meal grubs, walk 60 miles for sip of water, and run from lion. Dieters are encouraged to spend 8 to 10 hours a day in the hot sun or near some other plus 100 degree heat source. The East Africa Diet guarantees success. Want an accelerated program? Ask how you can get a jar of mosquitoes directly from East Africa. East Africa Diet may cause hallucinations, extended belly, tight skin, bulging eyeballs, impotency, reduced desire to survive, and flies on face.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Searching the internet can be confusing. My own research has led me to an important discovery that the internet is 99% porn. But with my newest invention, Frugal, you can search the internet easier than ever. You don't even need a computer. Check it out. Grab your touch-tone phone and dial 1-877-FRRROOOGLE. And enter your prepaid card number. Now just let the automated voice program guide you.
Thank you for calling Frugal. Please wait while I connect you to the internet. Connection unsuccessful. Trying again. Connection successful. Please say what you are searching for.
Now just tell Frugal what you're searching for. George Washington.
Did you say Jorge Posada?
George Washington.
Did you say lemon chicken recipe?
George Washington.
Searching George Washington.
Instead of giving you potentially thousands of results, Frugal condenses all of its resulting information in just a few short sentences.
An avid vulture breeder, George Washington sniping skills helped secure a U.S. victory in World War I. George Washington also won the Tour de France 11 times.
There you have it. Frugal. Condensing information so even I can understand it.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
down in New Orleans. Don't sit alone, baby, baby. Live in the summer breeze.
Well done, guys.
You like that one?
Well done.
You're calling a good one. That was a good feeling.
That's one of the first ones we wrote, actually.
Yeah, that's one of the old albums.
Well, Jenny, you just told me that the best place to find your guys' music as far as shows is www.wix.com/stompstatus/funksoulband. And that is the definitive place to find the information on Stomp Status. And are you all Virginia residents? All born and raised?
I was actually born in Massachusetts, but I'm mostly from Virginia.
If you want to get really crazy, I was born in Rome.
See, now I know you're lying.
Can't you tell?
Just has to one up the Massachusetts guys.
Yeah. Sorry,
that's awesome.
Had to go to Europe.
Yeah, I was born on Mars, you know. So I made my way over here.
Men are from Mars, actually.
I'm the female.
Yeah, and of course, the strangest place would be Virginia, and that's where you're born.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Now,
trying to get out for years.
Brian, that gentleman that plays instrument to the right of you during the music, what is he playing there?
Can you go ahead and repeat that, sir?
What is the gentleman to the right of you playing when he was playing?
That would be TJ, and he played the bass.
I can only hope that the whole band is mugging like he is. The facial expressions that he's making. All I can see is him, and it's actually like I'm listening live through the radio. So I don't actually have like a real vibe for the liveness like you would in that room, Brian. But all I can see is his face, and I hope that everyone else is like putting all the music on their face just like him.
They are.
He was like, I could not see his instrument or anything.
That's true.
Yeah, you have some pretty raunchy faces, TJ.
We all have our own distinctive faces.
To be honest, I thought you were mashing grapes into wine.
That's how it started, you know, at a winery, and I just went from there.
In Rome?
I was like, how did they electrify it? Also, you look like you belong on the back of a dollar bill, sir. You have a very regal look to you.
Yeah, we call him the Sultan.
Perhaps the $3.5 bill.
$3.5. It's better than one.
$15.
It's very rare. It's a very rare bill.
Yeah.
Cool, guys. Well, Stomp Status, we're going to take a break. We're going to play some music, and we're going to come right back. And when we come back from the break, you guys are just going to come right in with another tune. Are you ready?
Yeah, yes. We're ready.
All right, guys, let's take a break. If you're listening and you want to check out Stomp Status, check them out on Facebook, and there's links to everything on their Facebook page. So
check them out when you're not driving, preferably. That is the best time to not surf the internet.
That's too true.
Hey, Sean, do you want to announce this next song, buddy?
I don't actually have a rundown in here. What I have is the sports from last week's sports show, if you want to know.
No, that's quite all right, buddy.
That's all right. I got it right in front of me. It's Tina Marie and Vinyl Tees with Somebody.
Boom.
Somebody gave a second chance. Somebody walked away without even a backwards glance. Somebody left behind someone they could no longer find. You know, sometimes you just to change your mind. Everybody needs. Take it back. Everybody needs.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275 BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.
This is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
New from Spoof
Co. It's my pet dinosaur. It's a fact that kids love dinosaurs, but with the growing popularity of violent video games and child-sized margaritas, the interest in dinosaurs is in decline. Because Spoof Co. believes that exploiting children is great for business, we've created My Pet Dinosaur. At-home genetics lab and incubation chamber.
This toy dinosaur is stupid.
Let's go play video games!
Hold on there, you little bastards. My Pet Dinosaur is different. Every My Pet Dinosaur package is complete with dino DNA, syringe, fid zipper, cell splicer, incubation chamber, and growth hormones for faster development.
I got a brontosaurus for Christmas. I named him Buster, and by summer, I was grounded because Buster ate all the trees and stomped on my mom's car. Stupid brontosaurus.
My friend Billy got a velociraptor. I miss Billy.
Look how cool my baby T-Rex is! Ow! My finger!
My Pet Dinosaur. New from Spoof Co.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means Bonnier Building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Guys, can you guys tell us a little bit about how you record and how you write your songs? Because they seem to be pretty extensive.
Yeah, it always, when you write them, it always comes out, you know, a lot shorter in your head than it comes out when you actually get it with the band and stuff like that. But as far as writing goes, predominantly myself and TJ do a lot of the writing. Of the music, and then we put a lot of our, and we do very foundation type things, and we let the other musicians in the band really take what they want to do with those songs and come up with their own style to put on it, and that's how we kind of get the broad range of sound that we do.
Yeah.
And then when we take it into the studio, we've done one album so far, and we're working on hopefully a second here towards the end of the summer, and but that one we kind of just tracked out and did kind of like a bass and drums combination, and then added the keyboards and the guitar after that, but did it very live in a way. So yeah, but we're trying to go back and do a complete live album next time we do it. So
awesome. Now tell me the title of your last album.
It's called I'm Back In It. It's based off of a it's based off of a song that we wrote that's on there as well. It's a song, it's a lyric that I kind of used for kind of like a James Brown mentality, kind of like screaming a repetitive type hook and kind of doing that, but it's basically, if you're ever down and you want to get back in that kind of flow, that's where that title came from, saying I'm back in it.
How many songs are on the record?
I think there's 7.
Yeah. And you guys, you incorporate vocals, I mean, you're for the most part, it seems like you take more of a minimalist approach to vocals.
Yeah.
It's not a jam band because you guys are writing lyrics, but you have that jammy feel, the way that it changes up. But it feels like you have just enough lyrics in there to kind of like put you over the cusp. How many songs on the album have lyrics?
Actually, 6 out of 7. There's only one song on there, Variable X, was just a short 2-minute hip-hop theme that we use in one of the songs. But all of them have lyrics. I think when it comes to our writing, it's hard to fit lyrics in throughout some of the sections,
yeah.
But we try to do the best we can to get them in there, but we do find them to be a very focal point of keeping it in there just so we can have a voice in the band as well.
Hmm.
So,
now, are you guys selling the album, or
do
you give them away for free? How's that working?
Right now we're in the process of kind of, on the tour, we're just kind of trying to get our music out there, so we're giving kind of rough copies out there and handing them out to people. In fact, we were going to plan to give you guys a bunch of them as well.
Awesome.
Before we leave. But when we, you know, when we first brought it out, we had a CD release and we sold it and we got it, you know, finalized and printed up and did everything. Probably what we're going to do with the next album, the same thing.
Now, you said it's a rough copy. Are they like rough mixes to it, or?
No, it's the same as what was on the album. The reason we're not selling it is because it's not packaged. We ordered a bunch of them, which was great. We sold all of them. And then for this tour, we didn't get the second shipment in time, so we're just bringing down copies, you know. Yeah. It's
mix
harder.
Is just as good. Just
yeah, the mix
the package
is, the same.
Is
it's just like a little tiny little
package isn't as pretty.
Yeah. Music makes up for it.
Now, what if I wanted to, like, what if I'm not going to run into you guys anytime soon, but I wanted the record? Is it available online?
Only on the websites as playbacks, really. We need to get up on that and get some iTunes things going, and also some selling some MP3s as well.
Dude, there's always Bandcamp, man. That doesn't take long at all.
Yeah, exactly. We're actually on Bandcamp. I just haven't subscribed the MP3s yet, so it's just the process of doing that and getting those things going. A big part of why we're not doing that right now is because, and it's a stupid thing that we haven't done, but we're trying to get our songs published and copyrighted before we put them out there for people to take, and that's the biggest point right now. So once we get that, we'll probably combine both albums and really start selling them online as well.
Now, I mean, how familiar are you guys with the publishing, ASCAP and BMI? Do you know a lot about the process, or is it just kind of like
We're really going to delve into.
It's one way or the other, right, Brian? Like, you choose ASCAP or BMI, and then there's a third one?
To register yourself, you have to choose definitely one of them. But I tried to do it one day, and I lost it all about a paragraph in. It is a lot of specific things that you do have to follow in a guideline.
We were talking about probably have to write out our songs and do all that kind of stuff. So that's going
really? Do you have to write out the notation for it?
I think so.
You can't copyright chord changes.
Yeah.
So you can't.
Well, it would probably be just a sheet of with the melody.
The melody and lyrics.
Just the core of it, but yeah, we still have to write it out.
Which isn't easy with that type of music.
No,
so.
Definitely not. So that's another reason why that's going late. Yeah.
It has to be copywritten before it can be published.
Yeah.
That's how it works?
You have to claim ownership officially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and that's through the Library of Congress, right?
Yeah.
Do you know, like, the max on that? Because I know you can, like, send, like, a whole envelope of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Is there, like, a max to it?
I doubt there's a max. I'm sure it's just, you know, the more you try to put in, the more time and effort it's probably going to cost and stuff like that. Okay. And money, I'm sure.
Is it still like $35? Do you guys know?
40. I know it's not that bad.
Oh, okay. No, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
They send you a little nice little certificate.
Yeah.
Stating that it's been copywritten, but the copyright is actually sealed up, right? So until that seal's broken, is that how it works, or?
I would hope so. Okay. Yeah, that's why we gotta look into those things. One of those things that's very necessary because, you know, as somebody, as hard as it might be to try to take our music, like, we just don't want to have that happen. And, you know, that's something we do want to lock up.
Now, I mean, obviously you guys are creating something and you want to protect that. But my take on it is, you know, because I'm very, like, egalitarian, very everybody's equal. Knowledge should be, you know, belongs to everybody. Information belongs to everybody. On the creative side, I'm not seeing anything new in the world. I'm seeing people do kind of creative things where they're, you know, taking elements and being inspired by other stuff. My philosophy with copyrights and publishing has been more of a European philosophy. You know, focus on the music, the art, or whatever you're creating, and if somebody steals it, who cares?
Yeah, that's my approach too, in a weird way, and that's why we're trying to just give our music out to a lot of the people that are here. I mean, if they want. Especially with giving out CDs, they could rip all our music. My whole thing is the good of people. You just trust that they wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
People want to go through the effort of doing something that fake, you know?
So, I only go as far as, like, when I have a CD from a local band, like, giving it to a cute girl. Like, check out my band.
Yeah, exactly. But if she happens to be, like, a musician and she's like, I'm going to steal the heck out of this.
Well,
she's pretty. Yeah, as long as she's pretty.
Note to self, never give Sean any of my CDs ever again.
I have all of your CDs, but I gave them away to girls, sorry.
You're a liar.
I used to have all of them. So there's only four people playing in your band or something.
Yeah.
It looked like y'all rolled up here deep. Like there was going to be a horn section and stuff.
Yeah, we... Oh, man.
Horn section. It's hard to find someone that really
horns
wants
are hard to
last commit to. Yeah.
You drove here from D.C. in like a caravan of vehicles.
Well, actually, they drove from Richmond.
Just two cars.
We had a couple buddies come who are here right now, and they came to see us, and they're very good fans. But yeah, we did have a horn section, and one piece fell off after another. I don't know what the... We've always had issues with horns, and we're very, very cool people when it comes to that. You know, we're not very demanding, you know, but I guess it's just something where it's hard for them to stay on board being role players. I don't know. It's probably a number of different factors.
I think a trumpet with you guys would be awesome,
and
man.
And we have just a
trumpet.
We have a great trumpet player. And he sits in, you know, he comes in sometimes, you know, he's busy. They're all busy. I think that part of it is for horn players, you know, they can make more money doing other gigs, and they can, where they will probably get more playing time, you know, especially if they're jazz and they're sitting in and they're playing tunes and they're doing all this stuff versus playing through these really long songs where their job is primarily to play parts that fill out space, you know. And as a musician, I can understand why that. I mean, I think that if you love the music enough, you should do it. But I can understand that if, you know, well, I have this one gig that pays $100 and I get to play for the full time, and I have another gig that pays, you know, 20, and I get to play, like, you know, on not as much. I can understand why, you know, they're hard to keep.
Yeah. That sounds like a young child or a woman in there.
Not a young child.
Please,
a young woman.
I'm dating her, so just a young woman.
So double check, so everything's cool.
Don't try to give her a CD, all right?
It sounds like you're playing the organ on that keyboard.
Yeah, I am. Sometimes I really feel silly because I feel like I should just get a synthesizer that's a really good organ, or just get a B3 organ.
How long have you played organ?
Oh, only a year or something, you know? I got this keyboard, like, 2 years ago. What? A year? 2 years ago? I don't know. Yeah, something like
your
that.
Your keyboard.
Looking at you guys. I don't know. I got it, like, 2 years ago, and then I had never played any sort of synthesizer before. Then I was strictly, like, acoustic classical piano. And then I branched off from there. And at first, the organ's pretty scary to play, but once you kind of get the feel of it down and you understand that how all the sounds work and everything and the voicings, then you can learn how to go from there.
How long do you think it would take me to feel down an organ?
Feel down an organ.
I knew we were going to get into that.
That's all that's coming too.
Innuendo.
To feel down an organ. depends on how much you like that organ.
You should be really organized.
Do you have pedals under your keyboard, or do you use pedals with it, or is it just your keys?
I've started, but I have not done too many shows. Most of the time, it's just my keys. I mean,
sustain with the actual, like, weighted key.
Sustain with the weighted keys, and I have a damper pedal, you know, a pedal that you find on a regular piano, too. It's just the piano that sustains everything. But, you know, I have a volume pedal as well. I don't have it with me. But I really actually want to get more into using the wah and volume and everything like that.
Awesome.
So. Yeah, you'll hear a lot of, in the next song we play, you'll hear a lot of synthesizers and Jenna switching to a lot of different things. So you'll see her showcase kind of that mentality. It's cool.
You guys seem to be doing okay with that. The first song was a lot of guitar. The second one was a lot of bass.
Yeah.
Third one, or fourth one is going to be a synthesizer.
Yeah.
What was the name of the first song again?
That's
Purple Thumb.
Purple Thumb.
That, I love that song. Jenna caught me, like, smiling while you guys were playing it. Those change-ups, and forgive me for my musical ignorance, what is it, the time signature changes?
Sure.
That were just, like, so sudden that just, like, I enjoyed that. That was something unique you don't hear a lot of at all.
A lot of things we're also into is not as much time changes, but as much as polyrhythms, like overlapping rhythms. So it's almost like an implied time signature within the piece. So it's all sometimes a lot of our tunes will stay with the same pulse, but it'll sound like a different pulse. So that's something we really like to apply a lot of in this band.
And polyrhythm, that would be like a 3/4 over a 4/4.
Yeah, 3/4.
That'd be like if you're going right here.
Awesome.
With that going the whole time.
Yeah. I feel smarter already.
you're surprising us.
You want to start a band, Dan?
As awkward and clumsy as I am on an instrument, it would be terrible.
The offers then?
There you go.
I'm an honorary member of most bands.
Honorary member, roadie. There's not much difference.
Inspirational figure.
All right. Well, Hey, we got to take a break really quick, and we're going to play a song, and then you guys are going to come back and play one more, and we'll talk to you a little bit more about your music. So if you guys are listening, make sure you check out Stomp Status on Facebook. And what was the other website with all the music on it?
It's www.wix.com/stompstatus/funksoulband.
It's really complicated.
Yeah, we're working really on the domain name. And you can also check us out on Reverb Nation, too, where they're
awesome. So, Brian, what's this next song called?
This is The Trillions, Dan, with Control C, Control V.
Or copy and paste if you have a Macintosh.
Yes.
Suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Do you sometimes find yourself needing an extra boost of energy? I'm two-time extreme couponing runner-up and helicopter stuntman, Viper Cobra. And I have a new product that will give you an insane boost of energy for 30 seconds. Incredible. 30-second energy. Eat it, smoke it, snort it, touch it. 30-second energy. It will give you intense strength for 30 seconds. Move a bus. Move a boat. Move a building. Yeah! Not only does it give you strength, it also gives you an extreme euphoria, an inflated sense of self-worth. Awesome. And a desire to do it every 30 seconds. So extreme. You know it works because it's made out of my blood. 30-second energy raises the heart rate 300 times normal, enabling you to complete tasks in just 30 seconds, such as grow a garden, learn Japanese, shorten your pregnancy by up to 8 months. 30-second energy gives you a temporarily raised threshold for pain, making you impervious to batons, mace, and tasers. Bullets? What bullets?
I'm an immortal!
30-second energy is not for everyone, such as infants, and the deceased. As you begin to develop a regimen, you will notice rapid weight loss, appetite suppression, and extreme death. You'll love 30-second energy so much, you'll sell your car, your house, your family. Guaranteed or your money back. Side effects include bleeding from all orifices, tooth loss, rapid aging, incarceration, death, immaculate conception, purgatory, exploding eyeballs, super death, athlete's foot, extreme sexual desire, impotence, hollow existence, and partial death leading to full death. Ever need to smash through a brick wall with your face? 30-second energy. Inject it right into your chest. Extreme 30 seconds of energy. Right into your chest. Love it.
Hey guys, it's Sean from Radio Rubber Room, and I have a great product that I developed in my grandpa's tool shed. I sometimes find myself feeling troubled after eating glue. My insides feeling all bound and twisted up. That's why I invented my own glue that's great for eating. Use Sean's glue for all kinds of useful things like decorate cake, make sandwich, spread on toast, or just eat it out of the container with a used popsicle stick. You can stick stuff to other stuff with it too. My glue is infused with vitamins and minerals for an extra boost of vitamins and minerals. My glue also comes in flavors like meat, cocoa, wood, purple, and glue, all of my favorites. You'll be eating Sean's glue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can even use it to stick stuff to other stuff. Don't think my glue is for you? Try my spackle. Sean's edible glue. Because constipation is no picnic.
Babies! Science nerds are nearly certain that there will always be a possibility that they exist. Who will watch them? I'm slasher porn film director and one-time most dangerous game survivor, Viper Cobra. And my Extreme Baby Survival Center is now open.
Radical!
We'll take care of your buttery baby from the day you take it home from the hospital and turn him into a badass babe napping, rock hard, badass baby.
Badass baby?
Yeah! Baby is so badass. 24-7 care. There will be no teddy bears. No nap time. No coddling. Your baby will learn to change his own diaper.
So extreme.
We'll whip your baby into shape with many new programs, including
chainsaw juggling,
tattoo art,
welding,
smelting,
sword swallow,
catfish noodling,
bomb defuse,
lion tame,
alligator wrestling,
gun and knife skill,
moonshine.
Yeah! Your baby will learn the secrets to the Kama Sutra.
Kama Sutra.
So bad. Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, your baby will learn to fend for itself, only eating the wild game that they must hunt and prepare themselves.
Yeah!
Face the feeding chamber!
Feeding chamber!
Two babies go in, one baby comes out.
One survivor.
Yeah.
Now available. Pre-birth training.
Punch, punch, punch.
Punch, kick.
Punch, kick.
Punch, kick.
Head punch.
Scream.
Scream,
yeah.
Your baby will perform his own C-section.
To max.
And when he does, he'll slap the doctor in the face.
Kick ass.
And light a cigar.
A Cuban.
Yeah.
So bad.
Think your baby can't handle this program? I once climbed Everest when I was a baby.
Four times.
You leave your baby with me, and I guarantee you he'll leave here a toddler on a motorcycle with a class 2 weapons license.
Weapons license. Yeah.
Yeah. Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, we're going to inject protein shakes directly into their chest.
Protein shakes
directly into your baby's chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extreme. Extreme.
This is Zamzam with Al Qaeda Suicide Hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1. If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
One, two, three.
Stomp Status.
I renamed that song to Super Crazy Awesome.
I like it.
That was very proggy of you. That last song.
What does it mean, Koto?
It is the Japanese instrument. It's a traditional instrument, and I use that sound effect in the Latin part. Do-dum-dum, do-dum-dum, with that little tingly thing.
Throw us a little single note on that, Koto. It was one little...
Hold on, I'll give you a little...
Here comes, the moment you've all been waiting for. Here it is. Oh, that is very Asian.
It's ironic because we use it over a Latin section, too. Yeah.
That has that, what's it called? Not the old piano, who's the other, the original piano?
Is it harpsichord?
Harpsichord, yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it kind of sounds a little like a harpsichord.
Yeah. Cool.
During my favorite passion is to buy records from the 70s that I never saw before, and hopefully they sound as good as y'all.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
He gave me the sign of the heart. He said he mouthed, I love this.
That's a huge deal.
That is big.
Oh man.
Yeah, so, when I say I love your music, that's takeoff point right
means
there.
He's gonna stalk you.
I'm going to tell all of my people about this.
Please. Dude, yeah, that's why we're doing this for promotional things.
Hey, Dan, you should check out this band.
Oh, yeah?
They're awesome. I promised I would tell my people.
So you guys are about to head down to North Carolina and play. This is going to be your first show down there, assuming that. Yeah. You must be pretty stoked. Are you all kind of like beach kids? Like, do you all enjoy the beach?
Yeah, we're actually going to be playing a spot right on the water, so that'll be really fun.
Awesome. The sandbar?
Sandbar and grill.
Oh, yes, I remember.
What do you guys, as a band, hate the most?
Like in general?
Questions.
It has to be something we all collectively hate together. It can't be individual.
What we hate the most? Probably.
What, do you guys have a nemesis?
Probably people that aren't open-minded. Is that good? Can I?
Good,
no.
Good answer. Good
no.
answer.
Is it, is, it, is it Bills? Is it Bills? Is that the one?
Nah, I like that. That's a good one to go to.
Nazis would have been a good one.
Yeah.
Nazis, that's kind of, it's like One Direction of that.
Yeah, I know.
Pretty hard.
The answer I was actually looking for was murder.
Oh, sorry, guys.
I kind of like that.
There is no opinion questions that I'll ask, only ones that have very specific answers.
Okay. The question itself is extremely ambiguous, but no question he has some specific thing he is looking for. So try harder next time.
Yeah, we will.
Try harder.
Sorry.
It's all right. So four songs. Out of these four tonight, how many of them were on the last album, and how many are on the album you guys are intending to go into the studio with?
There's two on the last album. That was Purple Thump and Broken Record. Actually, the first two you heard. And then Koto and The Formula will hopefully be on the next one. It's kind of a new kind of a direction we're going in. It's kind of this hard kind of hip-hop mentality with a lot of, you know, funk things. But just trying to... I'm gonna be honest.
I don't hear the hip hop. You gotta like be specific. Where's the hip hop?
You remember that third song with the black bass that you know?
I like it.
Yeah, it definitely has kind of like a hip hop. Yeah.
The beat.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think it's mostly in the drums and bass.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
I think we.
No, I know.
Wait for you guys to start like spitting.
Yeah. You would like a rapper though. That'd be
cool
too.
Yeah, that'd be
fun.
Come on, Dustin.
Yeah,
I rap.
He raps.
Nice, man.
We have a slow like R&B like song.
Yeah, that we also have
that he raps over. So that's like giving us a little bit more kudo points there.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, we do have more. Yeah, we're definitely. If we had more time to play some more songs, we definitely would have done some more hip hop.
Like now that y'all have moved in together, what's the next level in y'all's relationship?
Actually, we're re-signing a lease this July. We're actually moving back in together again.
Congratulations, guys.
Yeah. And then
you guys made it past your first year.
I know.
That's big.
That's weird.
Yeah. What's the next step, guys? When y'all need to get married or something? Yeah.
I think you should adopt a child.
Which one?
We're talking about getting a dog. Let's start there.
No,
all right.
We're not getting a dog.
No.
Which one do you guys suspect in the band is eating everybody else's food?
Oh, I already know who that is.
That's me. I eat everyone else's food. That's definitely me.
Dude, that's just uncalled for. Like, seriously, I mean,
no, I don't do it all the time. I do ask.
It always goes like this. You're eating something good, and then Graham goes, "Oh, dude, what is that?" And then he says,
like, what is
"Can
it?
I have some?" It's usually the next.
Yeah, it's so sad that you just have to say
you're
yes.
Like, all right. That's why we're going to get a dog, so we can feed it instead.
Yeah.
that's a little more safe bet than my plan.
Yeah. What was that? Murder?
Adopt a child.
No, child.
Oh,
adopt a child as the band.
Not murder.
The band.
Adopt a child.
Dude, I am all about your hair, man. Are you taking, like, prenatal vitamins or, like...
It's all natural.
It's all natural?
She's asking how old he is, too.
I was hoping you had, like, a
how
tip for me.
How old do you think Graham is?
I don't know, 22? 21?
Yeah, he's about to be 21. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Yeah.
The hair is actually, like, 35. Yeah, he's 21.
Are you guys... is anybody in the band 21?
Yeah.
We're all over 21.
Oh, okay.
Except for me, I'm the youngest.
So, dude, you get to watch them drink this weekend at the beach. Oh, yeah.
He gets to watch.
Maybe.
We have ways of getting around that for him.
I'm just going to sit back and watch.
We
give him a lollipop.
When you turn 21, you better look out. They're going to be like, we need a new designated drummer.
Dude, I had completely off subject. Somebody was telling me today that they had went to a party where the person had bought a keg of O'Doul's and didn't tell anybody. And you guys know what O'Doul's is, right? It's non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah.
And as the night progressed, everybody was drinking beer, and they started to act drunker and drunker and drunker and drunker. And at the end of the night, he's like, I gotcha. And that's a good story.
It was really, wasn't it? I remember that.
Did they really act drunk?
That's really
what I was told.
That's a really long way to go out of your way. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Actually, my cousin did that to a group of his friends, and it worked. Yeah, they thought that they were drunk
really? When
they weren't. It's really psychological.
Even if one go, sometimes placebo. Just, like, that feeling.
That might be the best way to, like, drink and drive.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, how much did you drink tonight? I have 47 O'Douls, man. I'm totally not under the limit, probably. But I feel drunk.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, Stomp Status, thanks a lot, guys, for coming in and hanging out with us. We hope you'll make a trip back down to Richmond sometime and hang out with us again. Have a safe trip to North Carolina, and before we go, anything we didn't cover, go ahead and feel free to share that with our audience.
Well, Brian here actually hosts a Wednesday night set at the Republic.
Yep, we do the Wednesdays at the Republic, so that's definitely...
Really? You do that?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know anything about that.
Some guy offered me Yeah, guy in a white shirt. But yeah, we do that, and we'd love to get you down in the middle of the summer, as soon as you guys could come down, absolutely.
Yeah, just, that'll be fun. Yeah, you guys will like it.
That will be a very fun night at the Republic for sure.
Hey, when you turn 21, buddy?
July 1st.
Awesome. Let's get you down there.
Coming up.
Yeah. Are you a cancer?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Strength in cancers.
All right, guys. Stomp Status, thank you. And I guess that's it, Brian. Is that it?
No, it's not it yet. Are we doing...
We're a little bit out of time.
All right, well, never mind then. All right.
We could play like 2 minutes of the song. You want to play the song?
We could do the song. It's a good song.
It is Box Wave. Band. These guys might dig it.
These guys are awesome.
Do you want to announce it?
Oh, yeah, of course. I was waiting for you.
Now we got a minute and 45 seconds.
This is Radio Rubber Room.
I'm just going to stall. No. Wicked Walk by Box Wave.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck on coke.
I've seen him.
But that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies, when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there was no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart!
What are they gonna say about it? What are they gonna say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed, I have one gear. Go! You know, I get taco blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering? Whatever, it's just a joke.